Welcome to the Pretty Picklers podcast, where we empower women to feel more confident on and off the pickleball court. Get ready for tips and tricks from our favorite certified coaches, convos with the pros, game-changing fashion trends, and the latest on America's fastest growing sport. Here's your host, Carrie Shannon. Now let's play, team.
Hi, Pretty Pickler listeners. Here we are today with Ashley and Patrick from Jigsaw Health, and it is my pleasure to introduce them to the Pretty Pickler listeners and learn a little bit more about this amazing company where it is fun to feel good.
Well, hello, Pretty Picklers. We are so happy to be here, and we're honored that you asked us to be on the show.
Thank you very much, Carrie. It's great to be here with you today.
Thank you. So Ashley and I had spoken a while back when you so generously gifted Pretty Picklers with some of the supplements. And she explained a little bit about how the company started, but our listeners don't know that. So would you mind telling us a little bit how the company started and Jigsaw Health came to be?
Absolutely. My dad and I started Jigsaw Health together in April of 2005. So we're actually celebrating our 16th birthday. In fact, 16 years and 2 days ago, we launched jigsawhealth.com. And really, my dad is the, I kind of refer to him as the mad scientist. He's the one that does all of the formulas, including the pickleball cocktail and the electrolyte supreme. He really built all those formulas for himself, really trying to scratch his own itch. So my dad is a baby boomer that grew up on white bread and antibiotics and silver fillings and all that kind of stuff. And it kind of crashed him when he was a soccer player in college. And he basically just crashed, or as he say, he fell into the pit. And he kind of discovered, in fact, he wrote about it in a book that he published called Wellness Piece by Piece. By the way, just there's the name of the company, Jigsaw Health, because it was based on my dad's book. And he discovered that there is no magic bullet, but if there is an effect, then there must be a cause. So the chronic health challenges that he faced starting in his 20s and really lasting off and on for about 30 years, everything from gastrointestinal problems to trouble sleeping, fatigue, anxiety, depression, these things he found, okay, if I work on building up, you know, my mineral balance, if I, you know, work on rebuilding my gut flora from all the antibiotics that I had as a kid, all these kinds of things, he was able to kind of, if you will, undo the challenges that he faced. So at Jigsaw Health, our motto is, it's fun to feel good. And that's really what we are aiming all of our products to do, to help our customers feel their best, because it is fun to feel good.
And it's definitely not fun to feel crummy.
Yeah, well, there's a song on our website written by Ashley. I don't know if we're going to get into the whole band side of things, but she and I have been professional musicians. Okay, well, she coined the phrase, it's fun to feel good. And one of the lyrics of the song is, because life is way too short
to feel a little crappy,
it's way more fun
to feel healthy and happy.
You're an amazing lyricist. Is that the correct word? Because I love all of the lyrics. Are you the person, the creativity behind all these amazing songs?
Well, I am a big part of it, but I can't say that I could ever pull anything off without my team. And Patrick is a great co-writer. We definitely do a lot, most all of everything, all of our projects together. So I appreciate that compliment, and it's definitely a team effort.
Yeah, we are likely the only nutritional supplement company that also has an in-house sound engineer and a costume budget.
I love it because, you know, we're all about fashion. So I love all of your little videos and things you do. And I especially love the one that you had, I think it was with Lucy, where she did all the outfit changes. That was my favorite.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was a cute one.
Did you ever think you would be doing this for pickleball?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, we discovered pickleball in the summer of 2018. Why don't you tell them the story?
Yeah, well, we go to a town called Flagstaff, Arizona, just a couple hours north of Scottsdale in the summertime. And a couple of years ago, there are pickleball courts in our neighborhood. And I kept seeing them, and I was intrigued. I thought, what in the heck is pickleball? So I looked up a couple YouTube videos, and I was like, this looks kind of fun. We should just go try it one afternoon. And I said, Patrick, let's go play pickleball. And he said, pickle what? And I said, look, I'm the adventurous one. You usually just say yes. Let's do this. Let's go. So we go out there and hit the ball around, and we were able to have fun on the first day going out there, not even knowing really what we were doing. So then that prompted us to go out the next day and the next day and start watching more videos. I'm like, okay, how do we get better at this? And the community of people are just, I would say, just the most open-armed, like, warm and friendly people. We were instantly drawn to the community because just like it seems like everyone that plays pickleball just likes to have fun. Yeah. And of course, it's fun to feel good. It's our core motivation. It's fun. So it just felt like a natural marriage, so to speak, once we figured out that we already make products that pickleball players need. And hydration is a really big piece to the puzzle. And sugar-free hydration is enough, you know, is a huge one, especially if it's sweetened with the right stuff. So yeah, that's the short version of the long story. But yeah, we're thrilled. We're having so much fun.
And is your dad still involved with the company, Patrick?
He sure is. Yeah, he's still tinkering away in the back room on various new formulas. We have a new flavor, actually, of Electrolyte Supreme coming out. That's a fruit punch. It's sort of like the red Gatorade flavor.
It reminds me of the Hawaiian punch when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But of course, sugar-free. But it tastes so good. I think people are going to go nuts over it.
Oh, I'm excited about that. So that's going to be like a pickleball cocktail?
Well, we have really three products that we consider part of the what we call the pickleball hydration stack. In the morning, we recommend starting with pickleball cocktail because it's very potassium forward. It has 800 milligrams per serving, and that's the equivalent of about two bananas. Midday, we have Electrolyte Supreme. That's sort of during or after play that we recommend using that. It's the full spectrum of electrolytes plus B vitamins for energy. So instead of using sugar or caffeine, we're relying on the active forms of B vitamins, which that's why your body likes better. And then the third component is MagSoothe. That's the nighttime form of a calming magnesium that not only helps to stop any kind of nighttime leg cramps, but it also helps to really calm down brain chatter to help you fall asleep and stay asleep better. And the reason for that stack in that order is because there's actually two different types of leg cramps or muscle cramps, if you will. If you're in the midst of an activity like pickleball and you start to cramp up, that's a potential sign of a potassium deficiency. And that's why we recommend pre-gaming with pickleball cocktail because it's loaded up with 800 milligrams of potassium. But if you're done exercising or if you're in the middle of the night sort of getting Charlie horses, that's indicative of a potential magnesium deficiency. This is something that I learned from a cardiologist who is on our scientific advisory board. And those two minerals, potassium and magnesium, magnesium especially, are so rarely included in various sports drinks. There may be some, but the amount that we are including in the Jigsaw Health products is because my dad, the formulator, is like, well, look, if you want the stuff to work, you A, have to take enough of it, and B, it needs to be in the most absorbable form. So he formulates not based upon the cost of stuff, but what he wants to take himself. And then he says to me and Ashley, who run the rest of the team, the customer service and the operations and the marketing, he says, you guys figure out how to sell it, but this is what we're going to make.
And I listened to something else you said on a previous interview that you would have to eat 1,000 calories worth of almonds to get the required amount of magnesium.
Yeah, that's correct. A lot of times people will ask, well, can't I just get all my minerals, all the nutrients that I need from food? So one way to look at that is almonds are one of the most sort of ounce per ounce magnesium rich foods that you can get. And if I remember my numbers correctly, it's 71 milligrams per ounce of almonds. So the RDI, really recommended daily intake from the FDA, is that we need to be getting 400 milligrams per day of magnesium in order to stave off of deficiency. And remember, magnesium, if you're deficient in it, you'll probably get a lot of nighttime leg cramps. So if you were to try to eat 6 ounces, 6 times 71 equals 420 milligrams, it's basically 6 ounces of almonds to reach the RDA, the RDI of magnesium. And that's like 1,000 calories worth of almonds.
I mean, could you imagine playing pickleball for 5 hours? You look down at your Apple Watch and you're like, wow, I burned 1,000 calories. I can eat 6 ounces of almonds. Yay.
No.
No, I love almonds, but that's a lot.
It's a lot. So if you had told me before I started playing pickleball about these leg cramps, I would have thought, well, I don't know what they're talking about. I don't need to take that. I don't know what this leg cramp thing is. But then I started playing pickleball and I quickly learned about leg cramps. Oh my goodness. So is this truly from a deficiency, these leg cramps that we're all getting from pickleball?
Yeah. So in the body, and you know, forgive me, I'm not a scientist or a chemist. I've just been around the business for 16 years. The good news is I like to think that I can explain it without all the like
jargon.
Calcium clenches, magnesium relaxes, and we need that movement inside all of the cells of our body. Contract, relax, right? That's what creates movement. But if you have too much calcium, and it's a lot easier to get calcium from the diet than magnesium. So if you're over calcified, you're just clenched. You don't have enough magnesium to push the calcium out of the cells. And that's basically what a leg cramp is, what a muscle cramp is.
Yeah, and the reason that you started to notice it when you started playing pickleball is because when you're out there running around, sweating and using energy, magnesium is one of the main electrolytes that you're sweating out and that you're using up, because it's also what creates energy in the body. Mm-hmm. So magnesium is just, I can't stress enough how important it is, and you're burning it. And if you're doing activity, you're burning at a higher rate. So if you're just doing everything you always did nutritionally, and then you add in pickleball and like more effort, more work, more exercise, you're going to end up with that result a lot of times.
I mean, yesterday even, there was a girl who had played in a league tournament, you know, sort of playoffs, and she came here to the afternoon practice. Hi, Patty. And the poor girl, she was limping like never before. And she's a tennis player background. And I said, go to the garage, because in the garage, we keep all of your supplements. And you were kind enough to give us the pickleball cocktail, you know. And she said, oh, one of the girls had already, you know, introduced her to it and gave it to her. You know, it does really seem to be a common thing. And our players are plagued by this. So I appreciate that you've taken the time to, you know, investigate this and come up with a solution.
Did she take one of the pickleball cocktails when she had the cramp?
She did take a sample. I feel like she probably would have been better off taking a sample of the MagSoothe, right?
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Right. Patty, I do hope you're listening to this right now. I would recommend another new product that we've introduced called Mag Relief. It's a topical magnesium lotion. And it's great because you can target specific spots. So for me, I grew up playing a lot of soccer, and my calves in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, and you know, a long weekend in the summer, my calves would just be hurting, my feet just hurting. And really back then, my dad, my mom, he didn't really learn about magnesium yet. So he didn't know that his teenage son was struggling. He's like, I don't know, make him eat a banana. It's like, but I don't need the potassium right now. I need the magnesium. So Mag Relief, which you can go directly to getmagrelief.com. It'll take you to our page on jigsawhealth.com. But it's a great product to use in conjunction when you've sort of played through your mineral intake and you need fast relief. Because what's the most commonly thing heard on a pickleball court? Okay, I'll play one more.
That and let's play in the beginning rather than the warm up, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't need the warm up. Let's just play.
Okay, what does the MagSoothe actually taste like? Because I can tell by the other names kind of what it's going to taste like, but I was never sure what that one would taste like.
It's a tart raspberry lemonade, and it is designed to be mixed with just 4 ounces of water because it's designed to be taken at night. We don't want you to take, you know, drink 16 ounces of water. So it's got just kind of a fun tart flavor to it. That's the only flavor that we do of that product, by the way. We have multiple flavors of Electrolyte Supreme. And I think by the end of this year, 2021, we should be releasing yet a new flavor of pickleball cocktail. It's a blue raspberry.
And on the MagSoothe flavor, I would just say it is really easy to drink. And actually, it's a great product for kids. Kids will even drink it. because it tastes sweet. It's sweetened with monk fruit, and it's just a little sip before bed, and people really seem to enjoy it. So I would love for you to give it a try and give us your feedback.
Yeah, I find that the nighttime is when I tend to have the problems, and what I usually do is take a Epsom salt bath. But of course, that's like takes a lot of time, and then you have to make sure you have it, and then it's like the other day I took one. It had some sort of menthol in it, and my whole body was tingling, and I was like, "What the heck was that?"
Oh my God.
Much preferred to just have the stick and put it on my knee that was hurting rather than my whole body be tingling. I was super excited to actually see that. I was not aware that you had that product. Is that a newer release, the stick?
Yeah, the Mag Relief came out, I think, in January of 2021, so only about 3 months now. And Ashley and I, we played in a tournament, 2 weeks ago? And we, you know, we were there for 6 hours or something. It was a round robin. You know, it was a round robin with 7 teams. And we thought, well, it'll take a couple of hours. 6 hours later, you know, we both used Mag Relief on our feet and our calves that night. Because I was like, I know we played through it and I'm already sore. So,
yeah, I'm definitely going to be checking that out and I'll give you the feedback. I was going to ask you all to kind of walk me through your tournament regime as far as, you know, what you would do the night before a tournament, the morning of, and then, you know, we kind of already talked about the evening, but
I will say we're both very dedicated to our protocol. So we take the pickleball cocktail in the morning. We take electrolyte supreme, one or two during the day, you know, maybe at lunch, and then one in the afternoon just to pick me up, whether we're playing or not.
Yeah.
And then Mag Soothe every night is not a question because it just helps us sleep so good that, like, I never want to take a chance. So it's just, I know that after I take that, the brain chatter is going to go away and I can get the rest I need. But I will say on the tournament day, so we will wake up, we might do 2 pickleball cocktails, one right away and then right one before we play. And then several electrolyte supremes throughout, depending on how many hours we're there. But I mean, I think I went through 3 electrolyte supremes while we were on property, plus an additional pickleball cocktail and then water as well. So just kind of whatever you're feeling, if your body's like, I need something, you'll feel it. And then just grab a packet out of your bag and mix it in some water and you're good to go.
Yeah. And I think Ash's point of like, it's not something that we do because we know we have a tournament coming up. I mean, we actually take the products that we make every day. We have a daily packet product your listeners can find if they go to jigsawcomplete.com. It'll land them on that daily packet page. And it includes B vitamins and cod liver oil and multi-mineral, multivitamin, antioxidant. It's just our lifestyle, right? We kind of know in our mind we're not getting enough from our diet. So we supplement, literally the word of the category, we supplement with all these other things to make sure that we're staying healthy.
Yeah, and I think a mistake a lot of people make is they will wait until like the day before a tournament to start fueling up when it's really hard to build up those levels inside the body at crunch time, right?
Yeah.
So if you kind of have your routine of like the basic thing you do every day, and then you amp it up a little prior to and the day of, you're going to be in the best shape that you could be.
I think I heard someone say like 4 days before a tournament is when they start really amping up their nutritional intake.
Wow. I think we're at a little bit of a disadvantage here in New Jersey. As I was in Florida, you know, doing some training this past winter, it was hot. So everyone's talking about hydration and, you know, supplementation and electrolytes. And I was all on board. And then you come back to New Jersey where it's freezing and I just kind of want to drink coffee and I'm not really thinking about the electrolytes. And then we go to an indoor facility and all of a sudden the girls are all wrecked because, you know, no one's really thinking about all this. So this is really so great and educational. Thank you.
You're welcome. I mean, one of the reasons that my dad originally invented Electrolyte Supreme is because he's like, I hate the taste of water. And there's a lot of people out there.
I do too.
Okay, so you're one of them.
That's me. Everyone makes fun of me. I'm like, I do not want to drink water.
Right. So he wanted to create something that would, because the other thing about water is that reverse osmosis, which is, I think, the most common kind of water, the process of RO strips out the mineral content. So you're drinking what some people refer to as like dead water. It's plain water. and there's nothing in it. It's not hydration because there's no mineral content like you would get from spring water or water that, you know, when you're mixing in the electrolyte supreme. So it's funny that you mentioned there's a lot of people that don't like the taste of water, and yet using a electrolyte sort of mix, if it's got sugar in it, now you're introducing however many new grams of sugar to your daily intake, and you don't want to do that. So that's what's nice about the Jigsaw products. They're all sugar-free.
Yeah, I bet you start to crave it, you know, when you get used to that flavor and, you know, just a little pick-me-up.
It's not hard to remember to drink our electrolytes or the pickleball cocktail. I actually look forward to it. So
I'm drinking one right now.
Yeah.
I like it.
Oh, did you hear the sound effect?
You know me.
Speaking of sound effects, so Ashley, can you tell us a little bit about your amazing lyrics and how you come up with these, you know, creative sort of jingles for Jigsaw Health?
You know, it's funny. Patrick and I, when we're out on walks or hikes, whenever we're disconnected from the computer and the daily tasks, that's when the creativity tends to pop out. Especially for me, I feel like I get out there and all of a sudden it's like, okay, I feel like I'm having fun now. And then all of a sudden the ideas come. It's just with the I Want to Dink with Somebody video. I don't know if you saw that.
Yes, of course.
We were out on a walk and I was like, you know, we got to do something for fun and for the pickleball community. What if we did a parody song that was like to I Want to Dance with Somebody, which is a Whitney Houston song I grew up singing. And we called it I Want to Dink with Somebody. Yeah. And Patrick was like, that sounds fun. Yeah. Okay. So usually it's just out having fun when the creative juices tend to flow.
Okay. And does Patrick get involved with all these, or he just kind of listens to you sing them?
He gets very involved. I typically do the lyrics part, and then he has much more of the musical ear when it comes to the structure of songs, and he plays guitar. I don't actually play an instrument, so it is definitely a team effort between us, and he has a real talent for like hearing, ooh, I could hear this instrument here, or, you know, he's just really good at that.
Who came up with the, in the bridge, the 002? 002.
I don't recall, honestly.
It's always a collaborative effort. And when you look back on it, you don't really know who, but it's sort of like, I guess I like to think of myself as hopefully I'm a good producer, and that really the wellspring of creativity comes from her. And I just help her bring it all together.
Yeah.
And with our sound engineer, obviously he puts in a lot of effort as well. And it's just a fun collaborative effort. And then oftentimes working with our video director, our director of video productions, Corey, to sort of bring whatever concept it is to life, that I Want to Dink with Somebody, because everyone was locked down. We just kind of sent out invitations to various people in the community that we knew. And I think we received 163 video clips from like 83 different people. And so then Corey and I went through and said, well, how do we make all this work? Yeah, it was such a fun project. I mean, it got over 200,000 within the first couple of weeks, I think. So it was one of our most viral videos of all time. And I think now, last time I looked, it's over 300,000. And it's been actually, what, like a year and 2 weeks. I think it was April 9th, 2020 that came out. So about 3 weeks, 4 weeks into lockdown with who knew how long the COVID lockdowns were going to be.
Do you have a recording studio in your office or something where you do these productions?
Actually, our full-time sound engineer, Ryan, he has a studio in his home. So we will go and do most of our recording there. We do have a small studio in his office at Jigsaw as well that we do a lot of voiceover type work in. But when it comes to the musical stuff, we go to his home studio because that's the one that has all the important things.
So when you go out to play pickleball, does everyone want to talk about your latest, you know, video?
It is kind of funny when we go out to our home court, you know, because our Funny Friday videos come out every week. So, and usually we go to the public park to play on the weekend. So usually someone or a couple people will say, you know, maybe a line from video that just got put out or make some sort of comment on it. So it's really fun to see that people enjoy them, and they're made to put a smile on people's faces. So it makes us happy.
We also get pitched ideas on the courts, and I know some of them have actually been turned into videos. One that we we haven't turned into a video yet, but this will be for a future script. I don't know exactly, but it's the premise where maybe it's like you playing or me playing, and it's like you have your watch, right? So you have your, well, you know, if you have an iWatch, you basically have your phone on your watch. And I look at it, it's like, Simone's calling. I need to finish this game. Click. And then you don't answer. But then the thing would be like, dang it, now Ben is calling. I'm not ready. And I don't know exactly where it would go from there, but someone kind of pitched that premise. And
we always have time for pickleball, maybe? I don't know.
I like that.
I'm creative too. Time.
That's great. I like it.
Well, you've gotten all, I mean, you've made such amazing contacts, right, in the pickleball community, because we all just love this company so much. Is it hard to almost like prioritize who your best friend of the week is?
No, I don't think so at all. I mean, we just love the fact that we get to play with so many different people. We aren't like snobby about who we play with. You know, to us, it's just part of being involved in the community. We'll just go when we can and where we can, and we always have a good time.
The hardest thing is when Matt and Lucy play Ben and Simone, and we're like, we don't know who to root for. We sponsor all four of those players, and we've over the now year and a half that we have worked with them and made, you know, commercials with them and just gotten to interact with them. You know, we've become legitimate friends with them, and we're like, gosh, it's like, this is what a parent feels like when his kids are like on two different teams playing against each other.
Yeah, that's why it's great when Ben and Colin play together, right? You think, oh, their mom's going to be happy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're doing it for mom.
Well, I think last time Ashley and I had spoken, you guys were still on lockdown. We were in lockdown and no one was going to any tournaments. And I now know that there have been a lot more tournaments happening and there's so many for the future. Do you have plans to be at any of the upcoming tournaments?
Yes, we have plans to be at a couple of, well, we're being a little picky with our travel just because we have to be, because we have a lot going on at home. We would love to go to every tournament, believe me, but we do have obligations.
Me too.
At Jigsaw. So we're pretty much sticking West Coast because it's easy for us to get to. We're going to go to the PPA tournament in San Clemente in June. And we're going to go to another PPA tournament in August in Newport Beach. So those are the next two coming up that we're going to. Then we're going to have one in Vegas. There's another one in Phoenix before the end of the year. And maybe one other one in there that we'll try to squeeze in, but we're not sure. So
yeah, I'm excited for the APP tour they're going to be playing in our backyard. Jigsaw Health is based in Scottsdale, Arizona. We love going to tournaments. We're learning to play in tournaments.
Oh, yeah. We've played two tournaments together so far.
Okay. Yeah, that's a challenge in itself, right?
Wait, yeah. Why would you say that? Why would that be?
Whatever do you mean?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you're going to do it again, so it couldn't have gone too poorly.
Well, we did win a gold medal, and we were very excited about that. A couple of weeks ago, we played at the Red Mountain
Classic.
Cash round robin.
Yeah.
So that was really fun. And it's challenged us in different ways in our marriage playing pickleball together, but it's been good because we've made improvements, and Patrick followed some very valuable advice from none other than Simone. And that was what, Patrick?
Well, Coach Simone said, don't say anything. Just be encouraging.
That's smart. Most coaches say talk.
Yeah, no. She told me.
Not what it's your wife.
Yeah, she said, don't tell Ashley anything other than just be encouraging.
Yeah, I think she basically said, if she hits a good shot, be very encouraging. If she hits a bad shot, shut up, Patrick.
That's right.
That sounds like good advice, that's for sure.
And I follow it as well.
You do. Because it turns out I make plenty of unforced errors myself.
And I'm not going to say a word right now.
Good. That's smart.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we absolutely love the company, Jigsaw Health. We're so happy to have gotten to know you and appreciate you coming on and, you know, telling the Pretty Pickler podcast listeners a little bit more about the products and the company and you guys, too, because, I mean, what's better than, you know, a family company? who play pickleball together.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, thank you, Carrie.
Thank you for all you do. And I really hope that we get to meet in person one of these days.
I would love nothing more to come and play pickleball with the Pretty Picklers. It's on my bucket list.
Absolutely.
Yay. I do have a lightning round. I think that you are going to have to go in between the two of you. All right. Patrick, dink or drop?
Drop.
Ashley, orange or lime?
Orange.
Patrick, mixed or men's?
Mixed.
Good answer. Ashley, country or rock and roll?
Country.
Guys, Ben or Simone?
I'm going to have to say, look, girl power, Simone girl.
Well, fine, okay. Ben.
I figured that's what you were going to do. Okay, and Ashley, visor or hat?
Visor.
I think I know the answer to this from this discussion, but Patrick, magnesium or calcium?
Magnesium.
Okay, on that note, there go the rest of it. So we'll all be sure to be getting our magnesium in, and we have you to thank. Thank you again, and I look forward to our next chat.
Thanks, Carrie. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Carrie.
Thanks so much for joining us today on the Pretty Picklers podcast. We hope this episode inspired you to get out and play. Be sure to follow the podcast to get weekly tips that will have you feeling like the queen of the court. Check us out on Instagram at Pretty Picklers or head to our website for more ways to get involved at www.prettypicklers.com. See you on the court.